Welcome to the Illuminated Path podcast. I'm your co-host, Kate.
And I'm your co-host, John.
We are business and life partners and the founders of New Moon Holistic Life.
We created this podcast for those who are feeling stuck and burned out in life, but aren't sure where to start making changes.
We're here to guide you on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being and to find the balance and happiness that you seek.
Join us as we explore the path to wellness one episode at a time. Medical disclaimer. This podcast is intended for educational purposes only and does not serve as medical advice. Kate and John are not medical professionals. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any illness. Always consult your physician before making lifestyle changes. Welcome back to the Illuminated Path. This is episode 23, take two. What are we talking about today?
Today we're just kind of giving a life update. There's some stuff that we are currently doing in our personal lives that really do tie into what we talk about on a regular basis. So we figured we'd have a quick update and fill you guys in.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So we'll give you a short and sweet update.
Yeah. So we welcomed a new niece into the world. She's amazing and beautiful and perfect. It is my brother and sister-in-law's daughter, and just to respect them, I'm not going to say much else, but she's amazing, and I'm just so excited to have, you know, our first real blood-related niece in the family.
Yeah.
And my best friend Courtney is welcoming a new daughter very, very soon, so all the babies and happiness and joy and love, and I can't wait to spend more time with them, and I just love them so much.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of stuff wedding planning wise. We're about 8 months away. So after a over 2 year long engagement, it's like we took such a long break and have been doing our absolute best to keep this low stress, easy going. Like I didn't want to take on the, oh my God, wedding planning is so stressful. And
yeah, neither
I
one of
us to be fun.
Wanted it to be this like stressful, massive party for other people. So.
Yeah. So we've just been working on that a little bit. Met with our day of coordinator. She's great. I booked my hair, makeup. We booked our hotel.
Yep.
So yeah, that's been fun to like really realize, okay, it's coming up.
Yeah. It's finally this year.
Yeah. And then just some other things. So on Instagram, we kind of shifted.
All channels, really.
All channels, but I feel like I kind of primarily focus on Instagram, a little bit of TikTok, but we made some shifts. So our old Instagram was our business name, New Moon Holistic Life. And, you know, after deciding to really shift some things, it made more sense to make it like a personal brand.
Yeah.
And so we changed the name. If you want to follow, it's at Kate Macri _ is mine. And then John also has his own personal brand, so he can talk about all things health and wellness, but also
share more of my music journey. And I also think my approach is a little more direct. I don't finesse it like Coach Kate here. I think it'll be really nice to kind of separate a little bit in that regard. You know, I think we both have different approaches, but I think you really have a lot more knowledge and understanding in terms of how you share with people. And I think it'll be really great for each of us to kind of have our own brand and let that kind of be the entrance in rather than, you know, I think the thing with having a business page the way we did is it's kind of just doing a lot of things and none of them great, you know? So got you verified.
Yeah.
And the algorithm is loving that. So going great there.
Yeah, but it's really more about building trust and like a community and like making online friends. I've already made some, you know, friends on my Instagram, and it's really cool to connect with more people who, you know, have the same views and goals and everything. So that's been great.
It's a personal connection, you know, versus like, oh, if I message this page, is it Kate or is it John?
Yeah, that too.
It's, you know, knowing who you're getting and being able to build that trust.
Yeah. And I mean, there are other people that I follow that like I'll even share updates with you about their lives. And it's like, yeah, they have businesses, but they also have their own personal brand. And it's like, you build that trust and connection with someone. So I wanted to be able to do that. And yeah, you get to do that in your own way and share more about music too. So
yeah,
it's really cool. I'm excited about it. So if you want to follow along, if you don't already, you can follow both of us. What is yours handle?
John.Casanova_. People already had both of our names, so we didn't get our preferred handles.
Just have to have some random punctuation marks in, yeah, there, but it works.
It works. What else?
So then the kind of bigger piece that, you know, I wanted to share about and we wanted to talk about today is that we both started seeing naturopaths.
Yeah.
And so my naturopath is Dr. Shannon Curtis. She's the absolute best and I love her. I've worked with her in the past, just about 3 years ago, actually. Specifically, she helped me with my acne. And my acne really healed and I felt my absolute best. I really came a long way after working with her. And then, you know, we've talked about how in the fall of 2022, you know, with you going to the hospital and your lung and everything, we were really in a major stressful time of our lives and kind of just continued to pile onto that stress. So
yeah,
something that I've talked to Shannon about a lot is that sometimes our body can just kind of become dysregulated when we experience like a high stress event and are living in that chronic stress.
Well, I mean, so I started working with Dr. Shannon Curtis's husband, Dr. Donald Spears. They're both wonderful. They are unbelievably brilliant people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I talked to him about that too, is just when we were going through so much stress, it's such a difference because we were in that hourly consulting contract where like we had to get our hours, but I'm in the hospital, you're cooking me meals, so I'm not eating hospital food and, you know, taking care of the house, taking care of the dogs, coming to visit me. You were in the hospital next to the bed working. It's just, it was so much. And then there was financial stress added on to that. And versus now, like just living authentically ourselves and doing what we want to do.
Yeah. But it was just, you know, the stress of like it actually happening and then after the fact, and I had to really help take care of you.
Yeah.
And then work was becoming what we didn't want it to become, which was just way more time and specific meetings all the time and not having that freedom, which is like the main reason that we started working for ourselves and became entrepreneurs in the first place.
We owned a job.
Yeah. So as many people, you know, you start this entrepreneurship journey and start a business to have freedom.
Yeah.
So basically, I told her all of that and then some symptoms that I'm having. So I started to share a little bit about this on my Instagram and am going to continue to. But, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of like inflammation and redness in my face now, as well as some acne, but it's like, it's different than what it was before.
I was going to say, it's really interesting because I know you've talked with Shannon about different kinds of acne and like the location it shows up in and how it shows up. And, you know, it makes a difference in terms of where it is and what the toxin is or the location of your body that might be struggling.
Yeah. And we also, you know, I told her I'm kind of having some bloating, struggle with sleeping, some gut, you know, discomfort. And then back in December, I ended up getting sick and I've had Epstein-Barr virus kind of sitting in me dormant that can be kind of reactivated and have a flare up. And so I thought I was like sick, but you never got sick. So
yeah, we thought it was COVID and I was kind of concerned. I was like, oh, great. I'm dealing with my lung and healing and she might have COVID, but I didn't get sick. So I think that sounds like it was probably just a flare up.
Yeah. So I'm having some, you know, immune responses, inflammatory responses. And so working with my naturopath, I did blood work.
Yeah.
We're really going to test everything, see where I am. And if anything is off, she'll help me support that through lifestyle, diet, supplements. And I have her support the whole way through,
right,
which is amazing. It's not a 2-minute doctor appointment. It was a Mine was an hour appointment because I was a returning client. Yours was a 90 minute.
Yeah. I mean, you never get that kind of time with a doctor. Right. And that's the thing too.
It's incredible.
I don't think people realize like naturopaths go to medical school. They are doctors. They just don't immediately jump to pharmaceuticals and surgery. They're typically prescribing you lifestyle changes. I mean, that could be changing the time you go to sleep or regulating your circadian rhythm or, you know, incorporating different foods into your diet. And yes, there's treatments, there's herbal treatments, there's topicals, things like that. But that's pharmaceutical grade herbs. That's not just like, hey, drink this tea. It's potent and it's real medicine. It's just a very different approach.
Yeah. And we're doing a stool test, which is an interesting thing. So
yeah,
I've never had any of that before. You know, if you go to a regular doctor, you're not going to get these types of tests. I mean, blood work, but they don't typically test as in depth as what I'm doing. So
yeah,
we'll definitely share more about the results of that and kind of this whole journey. But it's really amazing to know that like your body giving you symptoms is just, it's just trying to communicate to you that something is dysregulated.
Mm.
It doesn't mean something's wrong with you and that it's not fixable.
Right.
It's asking you for help to heal. And so when you really listen to yourself and like are doing the right things, it's empowering to know that you can heal.
Absolutely. So I'm doing similar stuff, blood work, stool test, sharing a lot, but I've had a lot of GI issues over the past year and a half. And yeah, he said it does sound like, you know, the symptoms do sound like a parasite or even just bacterial overgrowth, fungal overgrowth, something like that. You know, I spent many years on a lot of medications, eating a lot of processed foods, drinking alcohol. So I'm excited to get my health, you know, to an optimal place, get regulated and just really feel my best again. Yeah.
Yeah. As we continue to talk about like feeling your absolute best, it changes the way you show up for everything in your life. So we've already seen immense changes once we kind of got through that very stressful period and prioritized our exercise and movement and yoga and our food again.
Yeah.
So now it's really taking that like deeper dive and it's really just awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really remarkable healing journey to be on. You know, this is, I don't know. I was thinking the other day, like I would rather learn about my health and take the time than have no clue what's going on and accept some quick fix.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about like, you know, with parasites, a lot of times they prescribe just some antibiotic, which doesn't necessarily kill it, and also downregulates your biome even further. So holistically, or you know, going with a naturopath, it's the approach is different. It's first of all, does that parasite serve an actual purpose? Because he was explaining to me, some of them do. But you know, if we kill it, you can have reactions, and so it's really just understanding like what's the approach going to be. It's very methodical. It's very calculated. And it takes time. It's not just take this pill. I mean, this is hard work and you have to really be patient and, you know, take the necessary precautions and go through this in a way that's going to make sense and be gentle enough on your body, but that you're going to come out better on the other end, not with a quick fix and more problems.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it really allows you to know yourself more than ever before. Like we're going to know, we already know what symptoms we have and we'll learn what those mean. So if anything ever comes up in the future, we can have an idea of what we can do to help support it again.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
Very excited. This podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. New Moon Apparel is a motivational, zen, and moon-themed clothing line. Shop designs at newmoonapparel.com. Do you want to share about our little man?
Yeah, so our dog Tico, he's almost 8 years old. He is going on his own healing journey.
Yeah.
We recently went to a new vet, which I'm very thankful we did that because she was able to find from his blood work that he has like early stage kidney disease. And I spent the first few days after receiving the news being very angry and upset because for a couple of reasons. The first one being that he's always had, like he's always been really dehydrated and has had to go to the bathroom a lot. And I brought those concerns up with his old vet probably every year for the first few years of his life. And they just kept telling me, no, his blood work looks fine. He's good. He's healthy. And I was like, okay. And besides that, he is very healthy.
Yeah.
So we discovered that on the blood work. And then when I asked the new vet, you know, what kind of supplements can I add? What kind of things can I do to support him? All she could give to me was, oh, just this prescription kibble. Which, I mean, this may be breaking news to you, but kibble dog food is really, really bad.
It's ultra processed food.
It's no different than humans eating ultra processed food.
Yeah.
And we do feed a kibble diet, but, you know, we did a lot of work to find a brand that doesn't have any fillers and also includes freeze-dried raw food.
Yeah.
Every ingredient, we know where it's sourced. So
they get the bougie food.
Well, the bougie kibble, but still, yeah, it's not good enough. And I mean, we were rehydrating his food to help with the dehydration, but
yeah,
ultimately, after doing a lot of research and, you know, seeing some holistic vets online that have helped other pet owners with this, we decided to start cooking him home-cooked food.
Our prince.
Yeah, so he's getting spoiled, and we plan to put the other two dogs on it as well.
Yeah.
And I've already been doing some other things to help with his hydration as well. And so, I mean, I feel like I've already started to notice a little difference in his energy levels and stuff. I guess I never really noticed how his energy was a little bit low because if you put him outside, the dog is running across the yard like a maniac.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, he's amazing.
He just wants to go outside.
Ask him to go for a walk. He's there in 2 seconds. But if you let him just chill out all day, he will just chill out all day.
Yeah. So we're using some herbs to support him, help his body flush toxins. He's getting some organs and organ meats. In supplement form. We're not giving him raw organs yet.
It's supposed to be really good for dogs. So,
So he's on a healing journey, and we're, you know, going to get the other two dogs off of kibble as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a family, we're just kind of working on our health. And I think that makes me really excited because it's just going to be even more meaningful, everything that we do in terms of our coaching programs and everything that we put out.
Yeah. I just want to briefly mention, you know, we really think that when you have a dog, you just feed them the kibble dog food. Like that's what's made for them. And unfortunately, you know, we're at the point where we thought we were okay with that. But unfortunately, if dogs end up having issues, it's almost always traced back to what they're fed.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not all that different from humans. It's the only real difference is with us, if we eat processed foods, we get poisoned over 20, 30, 40 years. Dogs don't have as long of a lifespan, so it definitely affects them quicker and more intensely. Fact check me on this, I'm not sure, but I believe kibble came about during like World War II or something. Years ago, I read something about this, and it basically had to do with like food shortages or something where it was more accessible, it was more convenient, but we never went back to like giving dogs real food.
Yeah.
So,
and just built more processed stuff into it and more brands and more garbage. And
so much dog food is actually just like byproducts and fillers.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. So, if you have any health concerns for your pets, like there are a lot of resources out there and you can take their healing into your own hands, just as you can do for yourself. Symptoms are meant to be messengers that something is off balance, something is dysregulated, and you can help support it.
Yeah. I mean, much like we're learning a lot as a society about the things that are happening to our bodies and how to better take care of them, it's pretty similar with animals and household pets and how we can support them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just to wrap up then, do you want to share about where we're at with our coaching program?
Sure. Well, we started putting together a really big program focused on physical health, but it became a very large program, and I'm so excited to do that still, but wanted to put something smaller out first.
Yeah, so we want to kind of give like a quicker win, you know, before we really dive deep and, you know, go into the communities and do all that. So,
yeah, so we're working on a course that's going to be basically a 21-day breathwork and self-talk challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have a bunch of videos giving different breathwork techniques, and it's really about helping you to build a consistent practice, having that accountability for those first 21 days and then taking it into your own life from there. And the point is that it's not meant to take much time at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be really focused on getting you back into a parasympathetic response and making sure your head's a nice place to be.
Yeah. With the amount of stress that people experience on a daily basis and being stuck in chronic stress, it's so important to just take a little bit of time to become present, to be in your body again, and to communicate to your nervous system, I am safe, which breathwork does that. So more to come on that.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited.
Very excited. Stay tuned for that. And we're also working on guests, getting some guests on the podcast, which is very exciting. Yeah, we'll keep you posted. Follow us on social if you are particularly interested in our healing journey or our coaching programs, because we're sharing plenty of that. And I'm sure we're going to be sharing about what we're doing for our dogs, too.
Yeah.
Friendly reminder, this podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. That is our Zen, motivation, and moon-themed clothing line. You can shop designs at newmoonapparel.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.